Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us on the line again is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I see in the paper today a big headline, Keep Faith, Gov, Impatient Dolan to Andy, Carry Out School Tax Break Vow. What's this about, Ken?
Cardinal Dolan, he's been pushing hard all year for an education investment tax credit. That would be a tax credit for people who donate to schools. He says it would help parochial and private schools. He claims the governor had promised him it would get done in the budget this past year. It didn't happen. He pushed for it to get done during the legislative session. It didn't happen. So now he tells me that, look, if the governor's serious, he'll put it in his upcoming budget proposal that comes out next month.
Well, of course, the parochial school funding question, a big one, as always, in New York. We also see in your column today the ex-governor, George Pataki, going to meet with the GOP.
Yeah, first time since he left office at the end of 2006. You know, he keeps saying he's thinking of running for president. He's going to meet with the GOP chairman today to discuss, you know, where the fate of the Republican Party lies. Some believe he may ask for basically for them to hold off on picking someone for the 2016 campaign and ask for favored son status, but we don't know if that's actually going to occur. People say it won't.
Ken, I also noticed in a separate column something that folks here in upstate New York and western New England don't necessarily have to deal with, but they do in New York City, and we do see some of these around holiday time up here, and that's horse and buggies.
Yeah. This is a big, you know, anyone who's gone to New York City or Central Park knows the sight of the horse-drawn carriages that take tourists for a ride around the park or in Times Square. Mayor de Blasio, as a campaign promise, said he wanted to get rid of it, that he thinks it's cruel to the horses. There's been a big controversy over it. So now a lot of people have been weighing in against it, in favor of it. Now two senators, the Diane Savino, who chairs the Senate Labor Committee, she's from Staten Island, and the ranking Democrat on the Labor Committee, Jose Peralta, he says that they don't want it to happen.
I know, of course, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants this to stop, but has the governor weighed in on this?
No, the governor has not really weighed in on this. It's not as much a state issue, although there is a bill in the Assembly by Gary Pretlow from Yonkers or Westchester County that would reverse it if it does happen. But no, he's not weighed in on it, but a lot of politicians have and are not in favor of this ban. Also, you got to realize that these horse carriage, the workers, you know, this is an industry that's been around over 100 years. It's 300 pretty good paying jobs, and they're all unionized. So for a lot of Democrats, that's upsetting them, too, that the mayor's looking to get rid of 300 unionized jobs. So, you know, the city council has a bill. It's very split right now whether it'll even pass. There's a lot of pressure on both sides to either do it or not.
I'm speaking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. You can always go to nydailynews.com to read or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.
You too. Hey, man, we'll talk to you soon.
Was that all right? I got a little distracted with the car.
No. It was good, and we'll of course, edit around the pause, you know, when I left came back and all that. It'll be fine.
I do appreciate it.
All right, so do I. Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Bye.